Ottawa. India's envoy to Canada says Ottawa has tapped the brakes on trade negotiations, just before Prime Minister Justin Trudeau heads to New Delhi. Indian High Commissioner Sanjay Kumar Verma said Ottawa sought a pause, within the last month, to ongoing talks for an early progress trade agreement. The Canadian side has requested that, "Let's take a pause. Let's see what can be done further, and then we'll restart," Verma said, in a wide-ranging interview ahead of next week's G20 summit in New Delhi. "I'm not sure what the reason is. But there is an honest request from the Canadian side, and we have no reason not to accept it." Since March 2022, the two countries have been negotiating a deal that would be restricted to certain industries, instead of spanning the entire economy. The talks follow a five-year hiatus. Both countries had entered negotiations in 2010 for a comprehensive deal, but they abandoned the plans in 2017. Verma said there has been an intense pace of negotiations, which he says reflects the earnestness of both nations wanting closer economic ties. "Having 10 rounds in 13 months is a huge deal," he said. "Sometimes it progressed so fast that stakeholders were not able to imbibe the outcome." Verma is a former trade negotiator. He said it's possible Ottawa sought time to better inform industry groups of the proposed deal. "Our understanding is that there needs to be, now that we are coming closer to the end of the negotiations, probably more consultations with the stakeholders," he said, while stressing, "That's my conjecture." Trade Minister Mary Ng and Global Affairs Canada have been asked to comment. In May, Ng said it was not going to be years by the time both sides sign a deal. Her comments came during a visit by her Indian counterpart, Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal. At the time, the two issued a statement saying they seek enhanced cooperation in the fields of agricultural goods, chemicals, green technologies, infrastructure, automotive, clean energy, electronics and minerals and metals. Nadir Patel, Canada's former High Commissioner to India, said in an interview that trade between the two countries will rise no matter what, but a trade deal would be a boost for both economies. "If you're a Canadian business leader, India is a place that you want to be," said Patel, in an interview ahead of Verma's comments. "There's certainly a will on both sides to conclude a deal. But any deal has to be a win-win," said Patel, a senior strategic advisor with Norton Rose Fulbright Canada. Ng is set to visit India in October for a Canadian trade mission. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 1, 2023. Dylan Robertson, the Canadian Press. Note to readers, this is a corrected story. A previous version referred to the deal Canada and India are negotiating by an incorrect title.